WVIK Riverways, essays about our waterways and our connection to them.
I'm Kathy Wine. Reading River Action's book club pick for July is like taking a walk in the woods with Mike Kriebel. When Mike tells you a story about his experiences with a wild plant or mushroom, you're getting far more than the guidebook data. You're getting a lifetime's worth of keen observing, experimenting, and sometimes close calls. I'm talking about A Forager's Life, Reflections on Mother Nature by Mike Kriebel. He is one of America's most acclaimed foragers and wild food educators, a living encyclopedia of all things wild and edible. The book is about a life spent in nature and the classroom. He has many reasons why we should be interested in wild edibles, but most compelling, he says, historically, wild edibles were crucial survival fare during depressions. Now, some of them command high prices in fancy restaurants. Trying something new can add variety to your diet at home. The narrative is broken up by recipes, lists, and images. In my case, I was eager to see what plants starred in the 21 recipes. They include Queen Anne's Lace Pancakes, Clover Flower Spoon Bread, Sumac Black Raspberry Lemonade, and Hickory Nut Sandies, among others. At its heart, this book is a story of a natural-born teacher who never stopped being the curious little boy who grew up in Keokuk, Iowa. He knows how to appeal to the curious kid in all of us. That's what earned him multiple awards during his long career as a middle school science teacher, environmental educator, and naturalist. I urge you to take a walk in the woods with him. I also encourage you to contact Nahant Marsh and sign up for the free nighttime fungal foray, August 31st, 7:30 to 9 p.m. at Loud Thunder Forest Preserve, Hidden Hollow Picnic Area in Illinois City. And now I'm going to look up that mushroom recipe the author writes about.
Riverway Stories is a collaboration between River Action and WVIK, sponsored by the Singh Family Charitable Giving Fund, promoting a diverse natural ecology through education and conservation.